travelers, and welcome to the Traversing the Stars podcast. Today's special guest is Christopher Carter. You know him as the CEO of Global Comics. Global Comics is now launching the Talent Marketplace. So join me as we go traversing the stars. Welcome to the Traversing the Stars podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure, sir. I'm very fascinated to hear about your Global Comics and other project.
Oh, me too, man. Me too. It's been a lot of fun, and we're not stopping here.
So I always like to ask my guests, when did you first become interested in comic books?
I mean, as growing up, right? Like, I was a kid, and I grew up with, I grew up in Norway. I grew up with, you know, the Donalds and DuckTales and that type of stuff. But then I also got introduced to Asterix and some of the French comics, and that just kind of launched it. And then throughout my teenage years, you know, things like Spawn and some of the more American comics made their way over to where I used to live. And eventually I got introduced to manga, and now I'm full circle, right? So now I'm kind of enjoying comics from all over the world, right? Like, I enjoy French and Norwegian as much as US and Japanese and Korean.
So if you don't mind my asking, where is your home country, and where did that you started reading comic books in?
Norway.
Oh, Norway. Oh, very cool. Are there standard DC and Marvel comic books in Norway, or do they have their own companies?
They do have some, but it's more like European, I'd say. There's Norwegian comics traditionally, and then there's a lot of import from France, and that style of comics and humor. I think the first, you know, like US ones that I got introduced to myself was Spawn. And that was sold alongside some of DC and Marvel back then.
Oh, Spawn's one of my favorite comic books. I'm still buying Spawn, and it's up to 324 issues now. It's a great character.
I mean, a fantastic universe for a 16-year-old, right? Like, I'm like,
yes. Yeah, I would say for a teenager growing up, a character that is killed and went sent to hell and brought back as an Avenger is definitely like an ideal comic book for that age group. It's just like, yeah. It just begged for the emo-ness of a 16-year-old.
Indeed.
So you have a master's degree in teaching English for foreign languages from the University of Bergen. Is that correct?
No, it's not. I started that, and I did 2.5 of the 5 years initially. And then I got an offer to go join a company first in Germany and then moving over to San Francisco with Curse.com. And it was around that time where I figured that, you know, like, do I really want to deal with rats every day for the rest of my life? Maybe not. I want to take this opportunity and go see the world instead. I stopped the degree taking and schooling at that point. And ever since, I've been working in, you know, gaming industry or software development or community management. And now combining all of those skills into running and operating Google Comics.
Well, you are the CEO and founder of Global Comics. Can you please tell our listeners what the services are exactly that Global Comics offers?
Global Comics is a publishing and reading and distribution platform for comics, graphics, novels, and manga. But it also is more of a community and a support mechanism ecosystem for comic creators. That's to say that, you know, we offer tools for publishing and selling and monetizing your stuff. We also offer education on marketing or budgeting or crowdfunding or, you know, like all of the surrounding aspects of building a comic book or building a comic series. And now most recently, we've launched the Talent Marketplace, which is a dedicated service inside of the Global Comics platform, where creators can find work or find folks to work with, collaborate with, or, you know, straight up find talent for building their books and for building their universes and such.
So what inspired you to start creating Global Comics?
It's an interesting question, right? Like, I think 12 years ago or so, when I was in the manga scene, manga wasn't really distributed internationally. And so there was a lot of fan translations that were going on. And I was part of this translation community that would take the scripts and just translate it so that you could read that alongside the originals.
Mm.
And when I was playing around with that, I realized that there wasn't really a proper distribution service or like creator-oriented service for getting comics from all over the world, right? Like, you know, at the time I was living in France and I didn't have access to all the comics that I grew up with from Norway, for example. And then later when I moved to New York, I didn't have access to the French comics that I'd been enjoying while I was living there. And so it really just kind of was a culmination of this is missing in the market. Someone that really focuses on bringing all of the different kinds of comics, not, you know, just vertical webtoons or just Marvel and DC or whatever, into accessibility for readers, no matter where they were. And that kind of combined with the idea that how can we make it a tool and a service that focuses on and puts creators first and helps them be successful? And out of that, you know, Global Comics was born.
So as a digital platform, would you say your niche then is that you or Global Comics handles the distribution of comic books on a worldwide scale better than the other platform that people may know of?
Yes, I'd say so. There's a lot of technical things that go on under the hood that make the process of publishing with Global Comics much, much easier than any other platform, like auto sizing and optimizing images, the lack of requirements for specific page dimensions and, and kind of formatting and all of that stuff that you would need to do is pre-work just to get the content live onto a platform. We solve that automatically. You know, all you need is a PDF. You drag it into the Global Comics upload window, and that's it. You know, we take the PDF and we process it and we make it available for mobile optimized file sizes and for desktop and laptop optimized file sizes, pretty much instantaneously.
I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who are like me, who are indie comic book publishers. I publish my own through Vector Comics. I also work for another indie publisher as well called 123Go. It sounds like your platform is a lot more user-friendly than, let's say, something like Comixology, which does have very strict dimension and also, I think it's bit count on what the requirements are.
Yeah. It definitely is. I mean, like, as a new creator, right? Like, if you go to Global Comics and you hit the start publishing page, you can have your comic live and available within 5 minutes. Mm. And everything's taken care of and it looks great. And that's just starting from, you know, either you have a whole bunch of JPEGs or PNGs or whatever, or you have a PDF. It's all the same, right? Like, we make it extremely easy for you to upload and publish and turn on your monetization wherever and however you want. What I mean by that is that you don't necessarily need to make a whole chapter or issue free, for example. If you have a long graphic novel, you can, you know, set your free preview to be the first 40 pages. And you can customize and set up your paywall wherever you want inside of that graphic novel. Relatively easy and quickly.
What I really like about that usability that you're discussing right there, it sounds like you're opening the door to even more indie creators to have a platform in which they can deliver their work to readers, potential readers.
Yes, that's right. You know, like, not all indie creators are the same, right? Like, there are folks that, you know, make their money off of selling merchandise. And there are folks who make their money off of, you know, donations like Patreon, donation services like Patreon. Some people, you know, make their money off of the paywall for their actual content. And Google Comics as a platform is dedicated to supporting all of those use cases and all of those different kinds of creators. So we've actually built in tooling for No matter really what your need is or what your angle is as a creator, Global Comics can actually help you do it and do it really well also, while giving you insights and analytics that you absolutely cannot get anywhere else.
Now, I'm sure a lot of our listeners, both on the indie side and the reader side, are going to be curious about is two things. One, what is the compensation model like for the indie creators that are using your platform? And also from the reader standpoint, is it a subscription service for them to buy the comics, or is it individual purchasing of comic books?
Global Comics is a subscription service, first and foremost. We generally take 30% of the revenue and give 70% to the creators. When a user wants to consume, they buy a subscription to the whole site. That subscription normally is $7.99 a month, but you can do a yearly subscription at a small discount. And sometimes, you know, we run promotions for it. But then that subscription, as a user, gives you access to all paywalled content. And what's unique about the way that we treat that on Global Comics is the subscription doesn't go into a big pool, which is then split between all the creators. It actually is split only between the owners of comics that you've read. Huh. So, you know, if you as a reader only really read Image Comics throughout your subscription period, when it renews, that subscription goes directly to Image Comics, you know, alone. Mm. And that makes it so that there's a real incentive and a real reason for creators and publishers alike to build up their following and to keep people engaged with their content month over month.
Well, that sounds very cool. I mean, especially for, like, say, indie creators. So they're connected to an already built-in audience that is reading or subscribing to you on a monthly basis and are kind of locked in customers of Global Comics.
That's right. And, you know, you also benefit directly from bringing in new readers and customers into the Global Comics ecosystem because of the way that it's split only between owners of content, right? And so if you as a creator have a decent amount of comics for people to consume, then you make a really good amount on those people when their subscription gets distributed at the end of the month.
So from the standpoint of Global Comic Books, from the standpoint of the reader, and from the standpoint of the publisher, why would you say now is the very best time to focus on digital comics as opposed to print?
I don't really think that's an either or question, to be quite okay. Frank. I don't see those really as competing. I see print and traditional medium more as for dedicated fans and for collectors and such. And then I see, you know, digital comics and a platform like Global Comics being for exploring and finding new things and, like, really, you know, finding stories that aren't just part of your bread and butter and the local shop that you might go to, right? Because since there is no shelf space and because there's no risk associated with trying out a new comic, given it's a subscription service, you're free to explore and to find stories from creators you might never have heard of or discovered elsewise. And that in and for itself, I think, is where the power of digital is. Mm. And if, you know, if you find creators or you find stories that really appeal to you, I definitely recommend that those folks continue to support those creators and perhaps buy a print book or two, or, you know, build up their catalog with comics that they truly appreciate.
Well, I think that's awesome. Also, the other question I would have is, when they do subscribe to the particular comic book, is this something that they would have access to? Like, do they get, is it a file they're downloading to their computer, or they is the access through the website directly?
It's streamed directly in the website. As per today, probably around end of Q2 next year, we're launching a mobile application, would let you download for offline reading as long as you have an active subscription. And so we don't generally offer download PDF or download file to your computer at this time. We might, if it's something that creators want to do and want to offer and want to sell. But certainly that wouldn't be the default mode as a reader to get access to the comics.
And another thing I'm really liking what you're doing with Global Comic Books is that it's becoming very comprehensive from the point of view of the artist slash publisher. As you mentioned, not only are you able to get your comic books sold through the subscription service of Global Comic Books, but you're also, you've launched the Talent Marketplace, as you mentioned previously. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more details about how the Talent Marketplace operates?
So the Talent Marketplace is a service for creators to find work or to find folks to work on their projects. It operates pretty straightforward. As a creator, you go to the website, you hit on the talent section. If you are looking for people to hire, you go through the section for where people are for hire. When you click into people's individual listings, you'll see things like their portfolio of the work that they've done. You'll see what their comic creator work and skill history looks like. And you'll be able to contact directly and hire that person through the Global Comics interface. We provide, you know, an application management function that has real-time communication between the two different parties. And when you get to a point where, you know, you're happy with the person that you're talking with and you're like, okay, well, I want to commission this person, we give you a tool for accepting that application. And also as the creator listing owner, we give you free legal consultation with C3 Creative Contract Consulting for wrapping up and buttoning up the work and the contract.
So there's a lot of what you said that I really like. First off, what it sounded like, which is really interesting as well, that your initial conversation, for instance, I'm an indie writer. My initial conversation with an artist would be secure through the Talent Marketplace server that you guys offer?
That's correct. We have a private messaging service that, you know, anyone that enables it on the Global Comics platform can actually message and have conversations with each other. And when we launched the Talent Marketplace, we tied in the application or hiring process with that private messaging system, which means that you can have conversations with folks without even giving up any of your PII, phone number, email address, you know, whatever that might be, unless you actually want to do that.
Hmm. And from, I know, I can imagine what the profile for an artist would be. So for a writer, you would have my own personal profile on there where you have previous work, and would there be files of scripts or whatever there available as well? Or what would also be provided from as far as a profile?
Pretty much whatever you wanted to link to. We give you the ability to link out to external sites like your own website, to link to if there's downloadable PDFs or whatever it is that you want to share as part of your profile. But we also kind of function as a LinkedIn style, what would I call it? Profile fulfillment, where, you know, you put in the skills or roles that you have and how much experience you have with it. You can check off things like, I've self-published work with this skill. I've crowdfunded work successfully with this skill. I've had this skill in my career. You know, all of these kind of trust metrics for showing off who you are and what you're good at and why you're good at it. And that concept isn't, you know, it's not just for comic creators or artists. It's for editors and illustrators and writers and lecturers and translators, and all of the roles are really part of the creation of comic books.
So as a creator, am I paying for a subscription service to access the Talent Marketplace? Is it paid for when the collaboration is agreed to or completed? How does that work?
It is entirely free for you as a creator. There's no cost associated with using it, and there's no cost associated with listing your skills or listing projects. In fact, we've taken a very hands-off approach to all of the financial part that might be resulting of a collaboration, right? And that's why we pair you as creator up with a legal service to button up the contracts and all of that payment stuff that happens after a deal is accepted. And we're doing that intentionally, right? Because for now, it doesn't make sense for us to facilitate the payment transaction until we can do that in an extremely user-friendly way for people all over the world. Because our audience isn't, you know, just US-based. There's folks in countries that we need to be able or would need to be able to get paid. And that's not an easy thing to do for a platform like us.
I mean, that's an incredible service. Not only, as you said, you're facilitating a collaboration, which, as you said, it's not costing any particular fee, but by being partnered with the creative contract consulting agency, you're literally helping a complete service for these creators. I mean, you're helping, like I said, you're helping them with the IP licensing, the contracts. That is something where I think a lot of creators, artists and writers, publishers, everything in between, don't know how to do by themselves at all. And often in many cases, don't know how to even go about doing it themselves. And that's an amazing thing you're offering.
Thank you. I mean, you know, the owner of Creative Contract Consulting is a gentleman named Gamal Hennessy. And last year, I think it was, he had a very successful Kickstarter book called The Business of Independent Comic Book Publishing, which is all about, you know, like everything other than the creation of the comic book itself, like the budgeting and the marketing and the planning and the production and the supply chain and the contracts and all of that stuff. And because he has so much experience, 20 years as an independent comic books lawyer, being able to partner with someone like him and with C3 really brings out the best and the most experienced folks for providing services to creators that really need it. Because as you said, you know, like most people are not legal scholars.
that's definitely not, true.
You know, contract lawyers.
that's so definitely true.
Someone that can do that with a special experience in the comic book industry is phenomenal.
So, obviously, since you're offering legal information as well, contracts and everything else, is that also a free service?
The initial free consultation is free.
Okay.
And so you have a UI in your listing administration where you can check off and like request legal advice or legal consultation, and it will summarize your listing and all of the details that you've already put together for your project or for, you know, your commission for hire, and pass that along to C3, who will then get back to you as the creator, and you'll schedule and have a call with them. And then if you're interested in, you know, moving further, they will price depending on what the work is.
You know, another thing I like about that is that it sounds like the contract is being created by a neutral party instead of having a contract potentially favoring one side or the other. It's a neutral arbitrator in many ways because they are the third party contract creator.
Yes. You know, everyone wins when everyone's happy. And so
I agree with you 100%.
You know, there's plenty of examples in this industry of folks that enter contracts that aren't favorable or don't understand what's in their contract that might be unfavorable for them. And having high integrity third-party person to draft that, I think benefits the industry as a whole way beyond just the individual folks that get matched.
So is a collaboration that is made through the talent marketplace, is that automatically going to be then accepted as part of Global Comic Book subscription service?
I mean, sure, if you want. There's nothing that stops you from, as a creator, from uploading and publishing directly, whatever it is that you have. As long as your content abides by our content policy, go for it. If you have 50 comic books, upload them, publish them, set your paywall, whatever you want it to be at. As far as the talent marketplace goes, making comic books is one of the outcomes. Sometimes it might be, doing a Kickstarter or doing a crowdfunding campaign. Sometimes it might be character design, right? And eventually, a comic book is created, and at that point, if you've already been introduced to Global Comics through the talent marketplace, it would make sense that you'd want to put the result of that work or those collaborations on the same platform.
So, having dealt with some partnerships that have gone well, some that have not gone well, at times, as every creator knows, there's when a partnership does not go well, either due to work not being completed, work not being paid for on either end, either the creator doesn't pay the artist or the artist didn't complete the work, however that works. Is there something on the talent marketplace that signals a writer, creator, or whatever, that like almost like a rating system that will indicate ones that have had positive relationships versus ones that may not?
There will be. We're slowly collecting that information through kind of under the hood as it is today, and we're looking for what the right way for presenting that kind of trust system might be, right? And some part of it might be ratings. Maybe it's like folks can get recommendation or like give recommendations for each other in the same way that you can on LinkedIn. I don't know exactly what the right way to show that yet is, but it's certainly something that we have to be careful about crafting for the right intentions, right? Like, we don't want whichever path it is that we go and implement to be something that is abused or is used in the wrong way, right? Where it doesn't actually function as intended.
So, once again, because if the collaboration starts through Talent Marketplace, is the Talent Marketplace at all assisting or participating in issues during the collaboration? In other words, if things are not delivered one way or another, is the Marketplace or the IC or C3 participating in that?
As it stands today, the talent marketplace involvement in a collaboration ends the moment where you either go to create a contract or you decline someone. And so whatever happens after that point is on you, the creator, and probably to some extent C3 through the contract creation for figuring out and solving.
Well, I would definitely say, I guess we probably would both advise our the listeners who hear the interview, before you exchange any money, make sure C3 has created a viable contract for both of you prior to the exchange of money in any way, shape, or form. That sounds like the important service to do first.
Yes. Define what it is that you want the other person to do or what you're doing for the other person. And make it clear, good business practice with this, right? Like, as any consultant will tell you, is clear communication, upfront expectation setting, and then not actually doing something until both parties agree and a signature is on paper, right? That's the best advice that I would give for making sure that things will go smoothly. Sometimes it still won't go smoothly, but there's not much that we can do about that as the talent marketplace creators yet, until we have some form of trust metrics in the actual listing themselves.
So when will the talent marketplace launch on the Global Comics website?
It's live.
Oh, it's already live. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So all my creator listeners, if you're whether or not you're an artist or a writer, editor, letterer, whatever, publisher, check out talent, the talent market. It sounds like a fantastic service, but especially I think the most important service that you discuss is that C3 availability, because like I said, I think all of us know that the licensing and legal aspects of it are the ones that give the greatest amount of headaches to any creators who don't otherwise know what, how to go about protecting their properties and themselves.
Absolutely.
Well, Mr. Carter, it was a great pleasure to talk with you, and I hope all our listeners check out Global Comics and also the Talent Marketplace. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for having me. Everyone, please enjoy the Talent Marketplace, and if you have ideas, suggestions, thoughts, or feedback, feel free to leave some notes in our discussion forums, and I'll be sure to read through and go through and pick up the feedback as it is given. Thank you.
All right, you're fantastic, sir. Thank you so very much. I'll let you know the moment the interview goes live.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a very good night.
You too.